Well, I got some jokes this morning, and I really question after the first service if I should tell one of them, because, you know, but since I warned you that it's a joke, maybe, you know, you'll snicker. Isn't that terrible when you have to warn people it's a joke so they'll laugh? Anyway, three ministers were talking about their prayer in general and the appropriate and effective positions for prayer. As they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on the phone system in the background. One minister shared that he felt the key was in the hands. He always held his hands together and pointed them upward as a form of symbolic worship. The second suggested that real prayer is conducted on your knees. And the third suggested that they both had it wrong. The only position worth its salt was to pray face down on the ground. By this time, the phone man couldn't stay out of the conversation any longer. He interrupted the minister's conversation and said, "You know, I found the most powerful prayer I ever made was while I was dangling upside down by my heels from a power pole about 40 feet above the ground." A farmer was paid a visit by one of his city relatives. Before dinner, the farmer bowed his head and said grace. His sophisticated relative made fun of him. "This is old-fashioned. Nobody with an education prays at the table anymore." The farmer admitted that the practice was old and even allowed that there were some on his farm who did not pray before they ate. Justified, the relative remarked, "So enlightenment is finally reaching the farm. Who are these wise ones?" And the farmer replied, "My pigs." You mind if I try one more? An overweight businessman decided it was time to shed some excess pounds. No, this isn't about me. It's really just a story. He took his new diet seriously, even changing his route on his way to work to avoid his favorite bakery. One morning, however, he arrived at work carrying a gigantic coffee cake. His fellow workers scolded them, but his smile remained. "This is a very special coffee cake," he exclaimed. "I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the windows were a host of goodies. I felt this was no accident, so I prayed, 'Lord, if you want me to have one of these delicious hotcakes, give me a parking spot right in front of the bakery.'" And sure enough," he continued, "the eighth time around the block, there it was." I like that one too. All of us have been at a point where we have been honestly praying for something, and God didn't work the way we wanted God to work. Amen? It may have caused some of us to doubt within ourselves that maybe this God may not really be out there. And if God is, He really isn't listening. Those of you who are not yet Christians, this may be one main reason why you haven't taken that step of faith to give your life to Jesus. So let's think together today about prayer and what role prayer plays in our lives, how God answers prayer, and why God says no or is silent, appears to say no to some of our prayers. You know, these are some of the primary questions through my ministry that I have had over the years, and your questions at Easter reflected that why doesn't God answer my prayers? Why sometimes whenever I need God most, of course that is always implied, I believe I need God most, why is it when I need God most, I feel alone? So, what role does prayer play in our lives? What role does prayer play in our lives? Now, if you get out your sermon notes and grab a pen or a pencil, and in the space on your insert there, I would like you at this point, right now, to write whatever your definition is of prayer right now. I'm going to give you just a minute or two to do that. So what is your definition of prayer? This is going to be our beginning point for this Sunday and next Sunday. back next Sunday, and at the end of the sermon, I'll ask the same question. See what your answer is then. It may be the same. Write your definition of prayer. Most of us who are Christians do not understand truly what prayer is, and that might have to do with how prayer was used in your family. Maybe it has to do with how prayer was used in the church you attended. Maybe it has to do with a movie that you watched and the way prayer was used. We have many different ways that our lives are certain aspects of our lives are shaped. And so many of us, and the population in general, have a fundamental misunderstanding about prayer. The large majority of people believe that prayer is the time when we come to God and ask God for what we want.